Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. The Mirror reports the Queen surprised a group of dog walkers who looked shocked to see her on a drive to see her horses in her Sandringham stable. The monarch was snapped near Wood Farm in the front seat of a car being driven by her racing manager, John Warren, earlier this week when she was spotted by the onlookers. And they seemed thrilled to have spotted Her Majesty, who looked happy and relaxed in the Range Rover, sporting a pair of dark glasses and her trademark pink lipstick. It is believed the Queen was headed to her Norfolk estate following a busy week of engagements north of the border in Scotland last week. And this makes one wonder if maybe that was Her Majesty at the Paul McCartney concert last month. Her Majesty does have some extra free time as her duties have been officially rewritten as explained by People. The annual report of the monarchy, which was released at the Sovereign Grant Accounts were announced last week, revealed that the description of the Queen's role as head of state had been changed from 13 bulleted points to a less specific description. Additionally, those duties she must fulfill have been removed from the list. Buckingham Palace did not comment on the story, but sources acknowledge there has been a small update in part of the language. The Sovereign Grant report divides the Queen's role into two. The role of head of state, which is a formal constitutional concept common to all nations and involves the official duties which the Queen, by constitutional convention, must fulfill. And it adds the role of head of nation, a much more symbolic role in the life of the nation, involving duties which are not directed by the Constitution but which the Queen carries out where appropriate or necessary. Her job criteria now simply encompasses a range of parliamentary and diplomatic duties and only requires her to receive visiting heads of state. Town and Country adds, the new version in the Sovereign Grant report dictates that Her Majesty's nearest kin should step up to represent her when needed, a task that has already been fulfilled by Prince Charles and Prince William on numerous occasions in recent months. The updated description reads, the Queen is greatly assisted by other members of the royal family who undertake official duties on behalf of Her Majesty. Palace Intrigue will be right back. If you think the Queen is going batty, well, you may be right. According to Tina Brown, the Queen has sometimes been sighted wielding a butterfly net, trying to catch the bats that lurk in the upper reaches of Balmoral Castle. There are 9 species of bats that live in Scotland, according to the Bat Conservation Trust, and the bats that the Queen is chasing down is likely the soprano pipistrelle bat. According to the Bat Trust, the soprano pipistrelle is Scotland's most common bat and the one you are most likely to have sharing your house. On a warm summer's night, look out for them with their characteristically erratic flight as they are busily feeding on small insects in our gardens and parks. Or, of course, castles. The bats are not new and have lived at Balmoral for decades. The Sun's royal editor, Adam Heliker, said in 2018, they can't get rid of them. Lots of the servants want to get rid of them as they defecate all over the place. Apparently, the Queen is no longer a bat hunter herself. A royal bat insider says she used to do the net wielding, but she doesn't do it now. Now I'm told the Queen shouts encouragement but observes the proceedings. It's more of a show put on for her by her staff. That's just one of the things they do at Balmoral to stop them getting bored stiff. He concluded, although the footsmen would love it if they weren't there, I think you could say after horses and corgis, bats are her much lesser-known third favourite. And there you have it. Please follow us on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Hey, even hit a few of those stars up there if you really enjoy the show. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.